loads of tourists. So where is Adam? Is he coming? Oh, there he is. He's lost some weight.
He's lost so much weight, he's almost unrecognizable.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, Adam, you look great.
I played golf with him this morning.
I think he'll be a wonderful experience. So you're going for
It's not hard for me to.
He's lost a lot of weight, huh?
The only thing that he does that's impressive is he can hit a driver out of the rough. Because he has basically three shots in his bag, and that's two of them.
Not before, but I mean, kind of, you know, in the whole time.
Although they just, this last week, they just punctured all the greens, so it's a little more dot to dot cutting.
He preferred I not do that.
It'll be fine. Once
I just like to have one tell the market.
They're doing a good job.
Oh, this is for the puppy. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Like the puppy who lost his way.
So how is Mary Catherine?
She said she's doing well.
She'll actually be far behind.
Is she recovering?
All right. Is the recording on? Yeah. Is the recording on?
I don't know.
Did something happen to our regular clerk? What's the story? Is she okay? Our regular clerk.
Stand up and salute.
Well, you are.
Did surgery?
You good? You
can do that too if you'd like.
All right.
And they play the national anthem.
Okay. I hope all's well.
Sing the song?
What song?
Hey, Kathy,
it's the national.
Oh, you're busy. Go back.
No, it is not.
It is huge. It is. God save us. Gracious, please. Not that rubbish.
There should surgery. I'm going to tell them that.
So, is that what, is that what he wants?
Isn't there a national anthem contest right now?
He sent you an email with his album.
That'll never change.
No,
he sent it to me the day.
God save the Queen.
He sent it to me again.
British is what I said. Great Britain. It's not
well,
England.
let's see what happens in June.
I think what he had,
yeah.
The Europeans,
the general fund in the parentheses.
Madness is this.
He's appropriated two.
Ready, steady, go.
Be delayed, so
who's missing? The clerk of council.
The clerk is personnel.
Are we ready?
No, I'm just
isn't it personnel, not personnel?
We may have to wait.
Giddy go.
Maybe not. I mean, it's a personal
company. Let me just hear duck out.
Okay, and this I can sign now too?
Yeah.
And you have to sign this too.
So we found out who Lauren Wolf is?
No, I never saw a resume or anything. But we need this book.
If everyone would please rise for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call roll.
Klein.
Here.
Braverman.
Here.
Hirsch.
Here.
Cluder.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Here.
Duber.
Here. I know, but I think we should skip it.
Me to Judson.
She's not here. Have you talked to Lauren?
I have not. I've emailed her and called her, and I have not been able to reach her.
Okay. All right. Well, then we're going to pass on a point.
It's starting to be a little problem because we're starting to organize dates. And some of those dates are in May. But I'm not saying appoint her. We haven't seen a resume. We don't know.
Well, no, I don't think we should.
I agree, but we need.
It's a real important
meeting. You're not going to have a full board?
Well, can't we just wait till after the June meeting?
No. No, they're going to have a hearing.
Within a certain days? Okay. I mean, if she can't follow through with giving us a resume.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm not blaming you.
I can't believe
it's a reappointment, isn't it? Don't we have a resume? Never.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to pass on the appointment of Lauren Wolf for tonight. Moving on to discussion with Fairmount Properties. Hello, everybody. Chris wants to talk.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Evening.
How are we? Happy spring.
Good evening.
Chris Salata on behalf of Pine Orange, the developer of Pinecrest. I'm joined tonight by my partners, Kevin DiGeronimo and Adam Fishman, as well as our land use counsel, Jordan Burns, is here with us tonight. As we continue to move forward on the project, and at the request of the mayor and based on some of the conversations we've had with other members of the administration, we wanted to come tonight to say hello and provide you with an update on the project. Despite the inactivity on the site, the project continues to move forward. We continue to make terrific progress on all fronts. Let me start with the leasing aspect of the project. We are currently approaching 60 to 65% leased, executed leases on the retail portion of the project. We have a handful of tenants that we will be announcing here through a press release and through the media. We're waiting on confirmation from those tenants before we can share those, but we have a very strong list of tenants that we'll be announcing soon. We recently announced to the public the announcement of the signed purchase and sale agreement with the Del Monte Group out of New York to be the hotel operator here. We've received full committee approval from Marriott to build and operate a Marriott AC hotel, 145-room Marriott AC hotel. The Marriott AC is Marriott's brand new European boutique brand. They're rolling out 50 new locations in the United States, and this will be one of their first in Northeast Ohio, but one of their first in the country.
15 or 50?
50, 50. We have engaged Jones Lang LaSalle as our exclusive listing broker on the office space. We continue to make terrific traction there. As many of you know, office space in Northeast Ohio typically does not lease up until you've started the construction aspects of the project. So we're anticipating that that will continue to progress as we move forward on the construction piece. But we have three or four leads that we are continuing to follow up with now that could put us in a position to claim upwards of 30 to 40,000 square feet of that office space. So that effort continues to go well. We have, as you know, completed a substantial amount of site work on the project to date. We have started construction on the infamous mound and the retaining wall that will hold that mound up. We have successfully renegotiated our easement with University Hospitals to provide for some additional temporary construction space along the border of their property, which will allow us to now landscape the western edge of the parking field a little bit better. We were also successful in extending the TIF legislation with the Orange School District through the end of this calendar year. That took place at the end of March, early April. We are in the final stages of completing our capital stack on the project. As you all know, this is approaching a $225 million project. And so from both a capital equity and debt standpoint, this is a rather large, complex transaction that has unfortunately taken us more time than we anticipated. But I'm here to happily report to all of you that process is going extremely well and we are nearing the finish line. Our hope is to be back out on site to complete our site work and to begin work on building pads within the next, hopefully in the next 30 to 45 days. We are headed to the large retail real estate conference in Las Vegas in a week, the last week of May prior to Memorial Day. That takes place in Las Vegas, where we anticipate making more progress on the remaining retail space. But I'm happy to report, despite the countless rumors in the community, that the project continues to remain healthy. All of our tenants remain committed to the project. So don't believe everything you hear. And I think once we have the ability to get back out on site and continue with our schedule, that will clear a lot of that up. But we thought it was important to come tonight to reassure you that the project continues to move forward and we do continue to make great progress.
Thanks a lot for coming in. I know that sure. I had some, questions, but, you answered most everything. And there's obviously been a discussion in the community as to why nothing's moving. So it's obviously great to have you guys come in and kind of give us an update, and we appreciate it. I don't know if anybody has any questions for Chris?
I would just like to make some comments because with nothing going on visibly, although you are here to reassure us and you've got this lovely smile on your face, and I'm happy to see that. the rumor mill has it that it wasn't going anywhere, that there wasn't the funding, and it's been progressing. And inside and outside of the community, I've had all sorts of questions. People drive past and there's nothing. There's the mound. And we're actually approaching decent building weather. So my point person has been the mayor, and I have called her and I have said, Mayor, you have to tell me so I can reassure the people who put me into office again so that I can help walk us through this project, that everything is wonderful. And she said, they've told me and I'm telling you. I've called her frequently, and I'm glad that you're telling me that it's moving forward as we can see, but we can't see. We're not seeing anything at the moment. It's just a big chasm as far as I'm looking at. And also, I wanted to ask you something about the TIF. Did the Marriott Hotel, did they actually purchase the land?
They will. So the way that the purchase and sale agreement is drafted with the hotel operator is they will acquire the air rights above the retail space in one of our buildings, and they will own and operate the hotel, which will sit on the upper levels of that building. So
does that tie into the TIF or not? Does that money go back to the TIF, or how does that work?
All still part of the TIF. They will be, as a landowner within the TIF district, Councilwoman, they will pay their portion of the real estate taxes and the minimum service payment associated with their parcel. So believe it or not, you can actually buy air rights, and you can put metrics to those air rights such that it's like buying a piece of dirt in the front of the project. So they will have the same responsibilities as a landowner as we do.
And are you actually telling me, I heard within a month, 30 days, there would be excavation and work going on. Now I just heard you say 45 days. Is that what, can I commit you to that? Are you telling me 30 to 45 days I'm going to see something? Are you going to smile like you're smiling?
I'm going to continue to smile because things are in a great position. But, if we could be out there tomorrow, we would. There's no one more motivated to get out there sooner than our partnership and the development team. So based on the amount of work left to do on that capital stack that's ahead of us, which we think we're in the final stretches of that. That's the best estimate that I can give you at this point in time. And yes, I will continue to be optimistic and I will continue to smile because that's the business that we are.
And I have to transfer that to other people and smile appropriately. Okay. And so the drop-dead date for the actual opening ceremony is going to be 2018, spring, fall, winter?
So we are currently trying to track, and there are a lot of things that unfortunately sometimes are not within our control, including things like utilities and other things that the developer doesn't necessarily control. But we are continue to push for a fall 2017 open for the project. But given all of the variables that go with a project of this size, there is a chance that schedule could slip. But right now, we're confident that we can maintain that schedule.
And the movie theater, did they purchase the land or no?
They are a tenant. They will have a lease.
They will lease. Okay, because I've heard different stories about that too.
The only tenants that would acquire interest in the land, or I guess interest in the project, would be the hotel.
Okay.
The Pinstripes operators will actually, we will deliver them a pad and they will build their own building for that agreement. But we are responsible for the construction of everything else other than the hotel and Pinstripes. We will be handling the construction.
Well, I think it's just been a little bit frustrating because the people voted to rezone this. It'll be almost 2 years in November. So it's a long stretch.
3 years.
Pardon me?
Three.
Is it? We did it in 2013.
Oh, that makes it worse. Yeah. It's very difficult wearing a legislative hat and trying to tell everybody everything's wonderful and then hearing all these awful rumors that, you know, it's going bust, it's not working, it's been nasty. So I'm glad that you've reassured me everything is good and we're going to be seeing equipment in about 45 days hopefully, and something's going to go up somewhere. Yes.
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 Adam Fishman, Fairmount Properties.
Yeah, I know Adam Fishman.
And yes.
Much leaner Adam Fishman, congratulations.
Thank you for noticing, Councilwoman.
It was that New Orleans.
Yeah, well, I needed to just hear it. I needed to hear it from you, actually, so I can recant it to everybody who's getting hold of it.
And if it pleases the council president and the mayor, should you have further questions on these topics that come up on a day-to-day basis, feel free to reach out directly to either one of us.
Oh, thank you.
We'd be happy to discuss this with you directly at any time and at your convenience if it pleases the council president.
My mayor is the conduit.
That's totally appropriate, but should you wish to talk to us more directly, we are totally available and at your service.
Thank you.
Let me ask a question relative to what Ms. Kluter talked about briefly, which was, is Whole Foods a lease tenant? Are they building their building, or are you building their building?
Yes, they are a lease tenant. Yes, they are under lease, and yes, we are building their building.
Any other questions?
I have a quick question. Why do you suppose there are so many rumors running around?
I'm so glad you asked that. Thank you. Ours is a very difficult business, as you've heard us discuss in the past. And ours is a business where each and every merchant, office tenant, restaurant, operator of any kind makes a decision to come and do business with us in a fiercely pitched and competitive environment. The easiest, the lowest hanging fruit for one of our competitors to suggest as it relates to any project that is not already completed and open is whether or not it's going to be completed and open. It's convenient, it's easy, it's simple, and it's actually, unfortunately, from time to time, effective. And it's our opinion, that the vast majority of what we're dealing with emanates from that competitive environment in which we operate.
Do you run into this a lot?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, I have one more quick question. If somebody like Whole Foods did want to pull out, they have a signed agreement with you, right? A contract?
That's correct. They have a fully enforceable lease as we stand here today, yes.
Okay.
And Whole Foods has not pulled out.
That's correct, Council President.
Thank you. All right, any other questions from anyone? All right, thank you very much for coming in and giving the update. And if there's any other updates, we always welcome you.
Thank you for scheduling this on when the Cavaliers aren't playing.
It's my honor and a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Moving on, can I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of April 13th, 2016?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Is there any discussion on the April 13th minutes? Okay. If not, if you would please call roll.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And can I have a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of May 4th, 2016?
Motion made.
Thank you, Ms. Kluter. Is there a second? Thank you, Ms. Perry. Any discussion on those minutes? Okay. If you'd please call roll.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Duber?
I shall abstain. And can I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report of fiscal year 2016 through March?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. Is Mr.
Mr. Bloom is tied up in another meeting. He thought he'd be here by this point, but he's obviously late.
Let's push this.
No, I can tell you what the treasurer's report says.
All right.
It basically shows us that the revenue projections are on target and the expenses are on budget, and there was nothing unusual this month to report. Did I think of everything, Lisa, wrong?
I believe so.
There were some big movements between funds, but other than that, it's pretty explanatory, self-explanatory.
There was nothing unusual in this treasurer's report.
All right. Well, thank you for that detailed explanation.
Well, you want to pull it out and go number by number.
I just, I mean, the payment of the compensation, is that the, is that before it came out, that figure? The 40,000, the 47,000?
You mean what we're requesting for the overtime?
Yeah. No, no, for compensation. There's a bill that should be coming out of this, sure, I would think would be coming out of the retirement fund.
Which one?
Let me see which one it is.
Because I look at these codes, but I could miss one.
Well, workman's comp is coming out of one of them, but that.
He's asking about a bill.
The pension fund, the pension fund?
But wait, we're not on the bills yet.
Well, no, but I'm asking about this line item.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just asking if the pension fund is paid out of the line, that line item?
It's paid out, well, some of our share is out of 101, and the employee withholding, that we withhold and pay over is the 207.
But the bills be paid in May, and these are, this is for March.
What's wrong? I was just wondering whether that comes out of that line item. It was just by reading the two, I, the idea.
Hardly does.
Okay, all right.
The employer share.
Any other questions on the treasurer's report? If not, if you'd please call roll.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Just figured out what his question, thank you very much. You're looking at the reserve for retirement.
Right.
This doesn't come out of that.
Nothing comes out of that.
Not till somebody retires.
Okay.
It's sort of, we set it aside.
It's not, not covered, the pension is a separate billing.
Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Sorry.
No worries.
Did he answer?
No.
No. Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Cluder.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve the tax administrator's report of April 30th, 2016?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch.
It's pretty self-explanatory, but I'd be happy to answer any questions about it. I always look at the over-under budget. That's the one that matters to me.
Yeah, we're.
And there's nothing on Pinecrest yet because nothing's going on. Okay. Any questions, anyone? Comments? Concerns? None? We're over budget. It's good.
Under budget.
I mean.
We're in the black.
We're in the black. We're over the budgeted amount of collections. Over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, moving on, if you would please call roll.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Cluder.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes, and moving on to discussion of the bills to be paid for May 2016 in the amount of $127,136.06, and additional April 2016 expenses in the amount of $88,612.59.
As I like to say every month, that 127 is 67 out of the general fund, and most, and all the rest is from other, you know, debt service is 41,000, infrastructure was 7,600. So the general fund is the.
I noticed as I read through, you know, the Beachmont was mentioned several times.
Yeah.
The basketball courts and.
Oh, they did basketball courts, they did a new terrace.
Why is that here on our list of fees?
Because we're reimbursing them the deposit that's left over after the charges.
Oh, that's all it is reimbursement of deposit? Okay, that's, that was the other.
The 701, right?
And the other thing, question, the court costs, the $4,800, I just.
Well, if Chris was here, he could better explain the mathematics of it, but it's our pro rata share of the municipal court, and it's a complicated formula.
Seems higher than, no?
No, sometimes it's very high. No, yeah, it is higher than usual, $4,800 is high.
All right.
Maybe they didn't have many fines then.
Did you have any comments on the bond interest? I mean, we're $40,000, the three bonds that we're paying? That's normal. Yeah, okay.
Any other questions or discussion on the bills to be paid? All right, and are there any audience comments relating to agenda items? Okay, Oh, we do have one. Come on up, sir. If you could please state your name.
And address.
Hi, my name is Pradeep Kamath. I just wanted to make sure that these rumors that you hear circulating need to be nipped in the bud, because otherwise what happens is...
Are you talking about Pinecrest?
Yeah, Pinecrest. Okay. Correct. What needs to happen is we need to make sure that we are provide communication on an ongoing basis, because otherwise when there's no communication and there's no work being done, people start all kinds of rumors, and that's what I'm hearing.
Right. So the problem that we run into is we're not always, you know, privy to anything more than anybody else is privy to. You know, a lot of the discussions regarding the financing and whatnot of the Pinecrest project are, you know, confidential between, you know, obviously the Pinecrest group and
right.
And the financial associations they're working with. So, you know, we're typically not privy to that. I didn't know anything more than, you know, than you did on this. You know, obviously, one of the reasons I asked for them to come in tonight was because, you know, I know there was a lot of questions circulating about the project, and I wanted to make sure that they'd come in and answer all those and, you know, kind of give us an update as to what's going on. And I think what I'll do is maybe try to have a more frequent update from the Pinecrest group, and I think that might help.
So are you happy with what they said about that things are going fine?
I mean,
do you know what is causing the delay?
Yeah, I mean, it was,
and
I know basically what was discussed tonight, which, you know, there were some financing, you know, complex financing issues, and it's my understanding, and I do believe that they are almost worked out. You know, it's a business where there's no guarantees on anything ever, so
yeah,
I'm not going to tell you that I'm 100% certain that this thing, you know, that they're going to have a tractor out there,
right.
You know, in 30 days, but
right.
Based on the conversations that I've had with them and then, you know, the conversations here tonight, I am confident that they are being straightforward and honest with us, and I don't think that they have any benefit to not being forthright with us at this point. I don't think it would be to their benefit whatsoever, so I do trust and believe in you know, our counsel, you know, Paul Singerman, I think would probably attest to the same thing that I'm saying right now. And, you know, obviously it's his duty and obligation to disagree with me, you know, if I'm not on point here. So
have anybody pulled out?
It's my understanding that nobody has pulled out.
Okay.
And I'm pretty confident that nobody's pulled out. And Jordan, is that correct? Nobody's pulled out of this project at all? Whole Foods is still going in. The hotel is going up. In fact, you know,
I'm talking about from the partners within the Fairmont Properties.
Oh, I believe that there might be some change in the financial structuring.
Okay.
But I don't think it's necessarily pulling out. I don't want to speak, you know, to that entirely because I don't know the complexities of it. But, you know, I think that we'd be silly to say that there wasn't some issue of financing that was going on. I think that they come out here tonight to basically reassure us that they have all the financing issues almost all set, which is why they did give us this, you know, 30-day timeline, 30 to 45-day timeline. I don't believe that they would come in here and say that if they didn't believe it at this point. You know, they might say, oh, sometime in the next, you know, few months, but, you know, when they're starting to say 30 to 45 days, I do believe that. You know, I'm not going to...
I don't swear
on anybody's life about it,
that.
But I am confident in speaking to them that what you heard tonight and what I've heard is in fact what is going on with the project.
What if we ask them to do a letter to the community? I mean, waiting 45 days. Like a summary of what they said tonight. I know it wouldn't be.
But what he said tonight was is that they are going to be doing a press release. And the press release, I believe, will be in a much shorter time frame than the 30 days. And I think that'll lay out the new tenants that are going to be appearing in Pinecrest. And I think if everybody, you know, sees what's going on, that, you know, they'll see that there is forward progress being made on the project, even though we don't see that.
I don't know how many people will see the press release, though. I mean,
can I just say this? In the most recent newsletter, if you read the mayor's letter, I did give an update on Pinecrest, and I will continue to do that. After they put out the most recent press release about the Marriott AC, we include. You signed up for our e-news?
Yeah.
We included a link to that press release in the news. So we will continue to do that. I don't know of another way to communicate, but I will continue to update with whatever information we get.
Okay. No, the key is that not seeing anything on the construction site is the main cause of.
Oh yeah, and we've been in the same boat, to be quite honest. I mean, we've been asked all the questions that you have or that you're asking. We've all been asking those same questions, and you know, I don't know if they were in a position to answer those questions at that time. And I think the fact that they showed up here tonight and you know they're giving us an update, I think that's a good thing, and it means that there is forward progress.
If I can just say one thing, I hope I'm not speaking out of school, but the change or the delay was that they're doing it, wasn't anybody else doing something to them.
No,
And I would add that a delay of this nature with this type of project is not uncommon. This happens frequently in this world of retail mixed-use developments.
Well, no, but the problem is that projects of this type are not common in the village.
Absolutely.
It's the villagers who have a reasonable set of questions. That's the problem.
Understood, but speaking just regionally, this is something that
has happened and will continue to happen with projects of this nature. Constituency.
So
that's the difference.
Right.
I mean, what you know and what
okay,
I know
hold on,
is
one person at a time here. And Herb, I totally understand what you're saying, but I think at the end of the day, once the trucks start moving in there, and I'm based on what I hear, I'm confident that they'll be moving in 30 to 45 days, and I think that'll answer everybody's concerns and questions and qualms. And so I'd say maybe in 4 meetings from now, so the 60 days, if we're back at this point and nothing's moved yet, let's definitely ask those questions again. But, at this point, I'd say almost let's give them 30, 45 days, see what happens. And we'll continue to do everything that we can to update everybody. But like I said, we don't really know anything more than anybody else.
Yeah, this is one of our biggest projects. So
absolutely.
I would add just real quick that obviously, we had a very mild winter. No one would have predicted that. So, there's been concern that says, well, look, in March, you could have had trucks and construction going on. But again, I don't think anyone would have been able to realistically predict that. So,
This is May, though.
Understood. But, I think this has been festering for a while. And that part of that festering is because there's probably been numbers of opportunities where people look out on a 60 or 70 degree day during parts of the year that would maybe not ordinarily be that type of weather, and you don't see anything moving. So obviously it's come to a boiling point now, but again, I think if we still had snow up until a couple weeks ago, maybe you wouldn't have as much concern, immediate concern. I think that does play a role.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anytime, pretty.
Any other comments or questions by the audience? Mr. Bloom, welcome.
You missed your part.
We already took care of you. Moving on to old business pending legislation motions, ordinance 2016-10, an ordinance granting a variance to Dental Works for a sign located at 27540 Chagrin Boulevard. This is on for second reading. Is there an update on this?
No, it'll be a planning and zoning at the next meeting.
Oh.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions on that? No? Okay. Moving on to ordinance 2016-11, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter to agreement with Pine 9 LLC, Pine Orange LLC, and Chagrin Highlands Community Association, Inc., and the amendment to Gateway Area Easement, Maintenance, and Restriction Agreement attached hereto and declaring an emergency. This is on for third reading. Is there anything new on this, Paul, that you'd like to discuss?
Well, the last time we were here talking about this, we had not yet had approved all of the legal descriptions. The village's engineer has now approved all the legal descriptions. I have all the legal descriptions attached to all of the various documents, so I'm confident and comfortable that we're ready to proceed with that. I'm going to answer any questions about the agreement itself. We've talked about it a couple of times.
Anybody have any questions regarding the agreement?
No.
Or proceeding?
I don't have any questions. I just, apparently from this evening's meeting, we're not in a rush to do it either. Is that a fair statement?
Well, we're not rushing. This is the third reading, so
yeah.
We didn't rush. We did it in the normal legislative process.
Evan, of course, was not here throughout the entire period. When most of us on the council, some of us on the council, you know, feel like we're moving along at a pretty good pace on this project from the time we started, and we should do that. But we also expect that from all the other parties, and when they don't give it to us, I think there's a certain sense of not abuse, but malcontent. But you know, we're obviously going to stick with them until we see a shovel in the ground. What can one say?
My guess is that there will be an opportunity for you to have malcontent again, because once they start moving at a fairly good pace, there will be things that are going to come up that are going to need to move quickly.
And so they're going to be right. I know. Okay.
It's the nature of the system.
I have a question. There was some funds that was mentioned, I think, last week or maybe last month, that are being paid to the village as it relates to certain milestones that were met.
Once the easements are signed, the village is owed $500,000. So this agreement clears the last hurdle for getting those easements signed. We needed to get the approval of Chagrin Highlands, which we've gotten, the language of the easements. And agreed to, so we're in a position to move forward with those easements on a relatively quick basis.
So, well, I mean, realistically, when can we expect the money funded?
I guess I would have to turn to Chris and Adam, who are not here at the moment.
Fair enough.
Any other questions for Mr. Smith?
Well, I just happened to say to the mayor, in light of the conversation, we were supposed to get $500,000, but I don't know if they have the money yet, so we'll have to, you know, deal with
it. It's actually technically when the easements are signed, which so we're clearing the way to have those easements signed.
Okay.
Can I? But I just want to make sure that council has it. From the last we approved the First Amendment to the development agreement, there was a minor change to that to the actual signed documents. So I wanted to give everybody a marked copy. Essentially, we had approved, planning commission had approved the grocery store from 40 to 45,000 square feet, and we didn't reflect that in the amendment, so we revised the amendment to reflect that.
So it's just that underlying
paragraph? The underlying.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
The ordinance allowed the mayor to make non-material change. I have to do this as a factual non-material change, but I think the council saw it.
All right, can I have a motion? Thank you, Mr. Singerman. I have a motion to pass ordinance 2016-11.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mrs. Perry. And if you can please call roll.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Kluter.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. And moving on to ordinance 2016-12, and ordinance amending section 1142.05 of the codified ordinances to provide that fees for rezoning and or variances shall be established by village council according to the fee schedule set forth in chapter 1327.01 of the codified ordinances. This is on for second reading.
I did do what you asked me to do last week. I did talk to the building commissioner. He's very comfortable with the 500, and he says few chances that it might go over, they'll pay because they won't get a permit otherwise.
Oh, okay. Right.
He was pretty comfortable with that. And then, but his other concern was if we raise it to 1,000, that people that come in and need to pay the cost would be So we can keep it there and see how it goes.
Okay. Any other questions on 2016-12? Moving on to ordinance 2016-13. An ordinance transferring funds and appropriating funds. This is on for second reading.
We'll pass it next month because we need to have a little powwow on the exact wording.
You're not ready for this month? I mean,
no,
you let
normally
it.
Normally, I'd say suspend, but no, we
let it pass.
We
okay.
About the
okay. I would assume.
Any other questions, comments?
This is the funding that's going to the police.
This is the $35,000 to. Appropriate for overtime during the RNC, plus a transfer of some money that we did receive for inheritance taxes, and that we can transfer that into the 401.
Weren't there grants or something some kind of funds that were being given by the county or the state for extra security and stuff like that for the RNC?
The communities, just for Cleveland.
Was it just for Cleveland? I wasn't, okay.
You mean the $50 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just for Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right. to new business, ordinance 2016-14, ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation and take any other action necessary to participate in the bulk purchasing of road salt for the 2016-2017 winter season and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading.
I need to ask you to suspend and pass. We need to have it into ODOT by the end of May.
Do we know, how do we do the buying? Well, I mean, we have a whole bunch now, right?
We're reducing the amount we're asking for.
Do, if we reduce it, does that affect our ability to order in future years? So they don't say.
It's not an allocation.
No, you can change.
That's not a problem. Okay.
Is this any different than our ordinance that we have basically every year for this? I mean, do we have this ordinance every year for this? Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a motion to suspend the rules?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Please call the roll on suspending the rules.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Kluter.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. And can I have a motion to pass ordinance 2016-14?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Perry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch.
Is the exhibit, which we don't have, is that the same as in past years? Is that just their invoice form, basically, or what?
But you see, in the ordinance, we're only agreeing to 1,000 tons. We have to buy 90% to 110% of that amount. We usually do, what, 1,800 a year?
Yes. That's
what it was last year. But I mean, the language of the agreement is nothing that we haven't seen before. That's what I'm really asking.
We don't have, this is a cooperative program. The agreement will be between ODOT and whoever, Cargill Morton. The village has the relationship with ODOT.
Okay.
The resolution, yes, it's a cooperative agreement there, but I think the agreement then to meet the obligation of the 90% is between the salt company and the village.
Right. Yes, we're the beneficiaries under the ODOT contract with them.
So I'm just trying to figure out in terms of our record keeping, we put the agreement on after the fact, or I mean, how does Exhibit A come to exist in the ordinance?
I think we need to rework that ordinance.
That's what I guess I'm asking. To a certain extent.
Well, then, we need to pass it tonight.
You can pass it tonight.
What ordinance needs?
The salt ordinance. The conceptually, the program is as it's been described. There may be some cleanup that needs to be done to the language.
Can we pass that and then clean up?
Is that the deal? We're going to pass it and clean it up? Is that just because of the timing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh man, it's only salt. If it were pepper, I'd be holding back, I'm telling you.
It has to be by May 27th for us to participate.
It's a form of the ordinance issue.
Okay.
If you would please call roll.
Is there a motion to adopt?
Yeah.
Klein.
We have a motion to adopt.
Yes, we did. We did.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Hirsch.
Yes.
Kluter.
Yes.
Barron.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes. Moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Anything else? Sure. You got the spotlight tonight.
You're a one-man show, pretty.
Committee reports and comments by council members. Mrs. Perry.
No report.
Thank you, Mr. Barron.
Yes.
What's going on with the scoreboard?
Scoreboard is having planning and zoning problems where the city of Pepper Pike is not happy with a digital display of that brilliance that kind of obliquely faces traffic on Chagrin.
And to compound it.
But wasn't that wasn't the funding from
that was
the advertising?
Funding. Mm-hmm. The funding was based on the $300,000 from those three Tickners and two auto.
Kia and
yeah.
Something else, yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I believe that the board has gotten counsel to represent them for their plea to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I believe that is through Walter Haverfield.
No, the attorney they hired is Ken Fisher, but he's
Ken
the
Fisher.
Lawyer for them.
Oh, right, okay. So that's what's happening with that. This year, property taxes were higher than they expected, and expenses were lower than they expected. But there is a five-year financial report that I'm digging through now. They will be okay for the first 3 years. The fourth year and the fifth year, they will be running at a deficit. The deficit will be approximately $1.5 million in fiscal 18, $2.5 million in fiscal 19, and $3.5 million in fiscal 20.
Did they include any projection for Pinecrest being
no,
in there?
There are no projections for Pinecrest.
Okay. So that might change.
So that, well, I certainly hope by then it changes.
Well,
not
in 30 to 45 days.
Yes. But that's what's going on. Gunda's going to have a big, the closing of Gunda and Beachbrook is going to have a big impact on their budget because since all but one person is covered by a contract or a union bargaining, they get the bump. And some of those people have higher seniority than the people that they'll bump, which also means that they'll have higher rates. So they're not looking forward to that. That should be about $200,000 a year. Also, it's going to go now as a direct expense, whereas before it went as another line item because it was an outside the campus type of an expense. Another interesting thing that they're thinking about is that the board will buy and distribute yearly school supplies for the students. And students will be then charged a fee, which would hopefully be lower than the individual retail purchase at Office Max or wherever that, you know, someone shops. And
it seems weird.
You saved me a lot of effort over
I think it was.
Wasn't it kind of fun when you're going to school? You get to pick out your own trapper keeper?
There are two
Pokemon.
Reasons for this.
Yes.
One reason is there's a lot of mothers that are not content with going around the city looking for a 1 3/4 inch binder that's green with three rings and two pockets. A lot of those things that the teachers specify cannot be found. And the second
thing
is,
why don't they suggest like Amazon Prime memberships to everybody, and then shipping's free.
That puts our retail base.
Online.
It's not good for Pinecrest.
I just report. And the second thing
no,
is,
no,
I think that some of the parents
no Amazon.
Think
we
that
want them to go into the store. No Amazon.
Some of the parents think that the prices that they would pay for if the school bought them in bulk would be less than when they go and buy a notebook one at a time. And then the last thing I want to tell you is that the school board is predicting about an 8% reduction in students, which equates to about 200 students. And that has been the trend in Ohio, with the exception of one of the affluent neighborhoods in central Ohio. And but they say that they will still maintain their highest cost per pupil.
So that's 200 in 1 year? seems like a lot.
Well, the demographics are the baby boomers, babies are grown up.
I know, but in 1 year.
This is a bubble of population.
In 1 year, that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Well, I think that if you think about the whole campus, there's probably over 2,000 kids. So 8% gets reasonable.
Brandon, as I look around the room, I can only say get to work.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah. We've done our share. Now you're up.
Keep looking.
I think he's got to jump
for now.
That population up.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Barron?
Just that there's a veiled statement that they reserve the right to lower the headcount through attrition. Doesn't say. Not hopefully not the students. I'm assuming it's the teacher. I'm assuming it's the staff, professional staff and support staff. But it looks like they're going to try to solidify their financial position by attrition without replacing some.
Can they build a new middle school?
Right. Well, thanks for the update, Mr. Braverman.
I have no comments this evening, other than. I need someone to show me how to operate an Xbox One.
Oh, is that what you won last night?
That's what I won.
So
at
the 250. Big Brothers 250 last night.
You need grandchildren to show.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
10 years and I've never won anything, and enjoy your Xbox.
I thought you just won a trip.
Well, I bought a trip. Must have been the winning trip.
I'd appreciate it.
Have fun with that.
This is Cluder.
Thank
what
you.
Do you have to say?
Nothing from safety, but again, reiterating what the people from Pinecrest told us, a picture is 1,000 words. So when the actual equipment is actually in, you know, doing something, shoveling, then everybody will believe it. So until then, you know, there's
right.
always a certain amount of reservation, but we hope it's going to go the way they said it's going to go. And, sort of as a caveat, I see the Chinese church is going along. So that just shows you, you know, you drive past and you see something going on. So that's encouraging.
Maybe they could rent a few trucks and just bring them over there. When they're not operating, over the Chinese church, they can just sit on the site.
Thank you, Mr. Klein.
There's no report at this time, however, I did have a question for Mr. Zugin. Do we have any kind of a schedule for the Harvard Road?
This week, I believe by Friday, I think it's short about today. We're supposed to have a pre-town meeting, and I saw somebody from that company, and we'll probably be looking for a look at the water base.
And the anticipated time frame for the work once they've started?
Just briefly, on behalf of the playground committee, we think we've made some significant progress in nearing a final site. We've had a number of meetings and conversations with the company that we're intending on working with, and have narrowed our options down. So I think we've made significant progress, and I think the final result will be one that I think not only our council can be proud of, but I think our entire village will be very, very proud of and excited about. So it's very encouraging.
Yeah, I agree. We had another meeting today, and it's pretty awesome, this playground.
Yeah,
we're just
going to
say, keep reminding him that he promised an Eastmore discount.
Oh, you're getting,
oh.
We get, the, they bring
yeah,
it up all the time.
Yeah,
they
are.
Our discount.
Are yeah.
Mayor? Questions?
The only thing I want to report is that tomorrow I will be going to Washington, D.C. for the Northeast Ohio Mayor's Conference. Usually there's valuable information and good networking, but when I come back, I'll report to you what I learned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff? Judd, thanks for taking over for me last week.
You're welcome.
I only heard one bad thing. No, I'm just kidding. I heard all good. And then last thing.
You didn't catch the TV, the 11 o'clock news that night?
I did not. I was drinking a Corona. The last thing is, so we've been discussing some options for new sound system microphones for here, and I kind of wanted to weigh in on everybody's opinion a little bit here as to some of our options. There's kind of two, and I actually want to throw another potential one for Anna to do some searching on. You're welcome. So they give us one that was this like necklace thing that you'd wear, and I thought that was kind of bizarre, and I think everybody else kind of agreed that being attached to a necklace is kind of weird. There is also another option is to have like a little pin-on microphone.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be wireless, it would be corded, so it would have like a 6-foot cord, so you'd basically be attached to the table, which is an option, not necessarily my ideal preference, but I want to see what you guys want. Another option that we have is to actually keep the existing hardware for this, and it would be putting, in all these options, there would actually be putting a speaker in between every other seat, so you'd be able to hear the microphones better. It would have a wireless microphone for over there, and then on the table here for planning and zoning, there would be just kind of like a center speakerphone-looking thing.
Sounds good.
And we'd be able to actually control the on and off with a little iPad-looking type thing here to start and stop it, whatnot. Like I said, the other option would be to, instead of having the clip-on ones, to keep these, but basically they would go ahead and rewire them, so it would be new mics on the current stands. They actually still sell these things. This is actually like a current product, which is kind of shocking. But then you're not attached to anything, and you know they would pick up the sound better because it would have new wirings, but it would still be here.
Is there a significant financial difference?
They're actually pretty similar. The clip-on and keeping these and rewiring them is, I mean, I think it's within hundreds, not even a thousand, I don't think. If it's, you know, maybe a thousand. But my question is, actually, if you can check, if we can maybe ditch this bass part somehow and have the microphone coming out of the, like, little wall part here, if that's possible, I think that would... You know, and I've seen those a lot before where the microphone just comes out of the wall, and therefore, you know, we're not attached to anything, but you still have, like, the longer mic that you can have right in front of you. And sometimes they could, right.
You could mount this as it is.
Yeah, and maybe that's, you know, I personally might kind of like that.
Telephone that you don't have.
Yeah, I mean, would everybody like that if this is mounted as opposed to just sitting on the table? So let me start. Lisa, what do you think?
I see some pros and cons with keeping these. There are some people who throw them to the side and never pull them back. And, you know, to have it there ready for you the whole time, I think is an important quality for it.
You mean the clip-on?
No,
for these. Because when you throw it to the side and then you decide not to use it, then it's not going to be recordable. And
well, the one thing to that, I guess, is that the new sound system will actually pick up the sound much better than these would. So if this is here, the new ones would actually be picking
it
up.
But what if it's over here like this?
Well, then you should put the mic in front of you. I mean, it's user error. I mean, it's like if you take the clip-on thing from your tie and I put it on Anna. You know, and I'm talking. You're probably not gonna hear that well. But I mean, what's your preference? Or you don't have one, which is fine.
Well, I think that's a workable solution, but we really do have to honor that the purpose of it is so that others that aren't here can listen to it, and they can't pick it up, even though people in the room can hear you perfectly. It can't pick it up when it's flung to the side. So I would go for this if, you know, people use it correctly. And if not, then I guess my other choice would be the clip-on because you're going to be less likely to take it off and talk during the meeting.
You get hung.
You pull the wire out.
Mr. Barron.
No, not a huge fan of clip-on mics or around-the-neck mics. If we had a more structured council and you had to stand to speak or get recognized, I could see the utility of it, but I think that something that's based on the counter is fine. Whether it's the base or whether it's mounted, you have to understand that it's still as acoustic and it can be moved out of the way. So I don't know if there's any benefit. It can still be moved.
Right.
So I don't think there's a benefit to have it affixed unless people
I was just
feel
thinking
that
for
there's
off
not
the
enough room.
I was just thinking for off the desk and it just might look better, just
yeah.
Aesthetically.
It would.
Yeah.
There is a way to
yeah.
mount them. There's only two screws.
Oh yeah. Mr. Braverman, opinions?
No, I'm fine with this the basic construct, and mounting it would not be a bad idea.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. I think if you start going with anything that's portable, people will be leaving with them still on their person, and we'll never get them back.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be nice to have them just mounted.
Or dropping them.
Or dropping them.
I guess I have a question. Have we had complaints about the
yes.
noise or sound? Or
yeah. It's horrible.
This is old. So this system only records for like an hour, then you have to change a tape?
Which I need to go
oh.
do right now.
And it's horrible sound.
Yeah.
You can't really make out anything.
You mean on the recording?
Yeah,
or
the recordings are bad.
Okay. Okay. So that being said, I would certainly vote for something that's not affixed to your body, that's attached.
You'd rather have attached or this or attached as
yes.
opposed to a clip-on.
Yes.
Okay.